Welcome to the transformative teaching of Pastor Mavis C. Oji, whom God has called in this generation to raise a community of Christ-like believers who are purpose-driven, passionately ablaze for God, and set for global impact. Get ready to encounter wisdom and power as these words will cause a remarkable shift in your life.
Prayer is a lifestyle. It must be a lifestyle. Some of you are not aware that as you are praying now here, it is possible that you are invoking or you are changing something that should have gone wrong in your house from here. The Bible says, and the church began to pray. And as soon as the church started praying, Peter was held bound in prison. Peter was not even aware that anything was happening, but the church was praying. As a result of the prayer of the church, the records that an angel was released from heaven to rescue Peter. These guys had it in mind and they started praying. Then their prayer caused a reinforcement. Peter was not aware that they were praying for him. But those that were praying knew that they were doing something. Those that were doing the prayer were not aware of what was happening there. But something was happening. That's what prayer does. Your prayer makes things happen in the realm of the spirit. You have to believe the power of prayer. Jesus said, men always ought to pray and not to faint. It's our lifestyle. It's our lifestyle. It has to be part of your life. The psalmist began to speak and he said, let my prayer come unto you like an evening, like a burning of an incense. My prayer be counted as an incense before you. Psalm 141 verse 2. And the lifting of my hands as an evening sacrifice. So every time we do these things, there is something. It means something in the realm of the spirit. God is not just seeing you wasting your time. So somebody thinks, am I just wasting my time? I've just been saying a lot of things. Hey, no. Understand that it doesn't work like that. Every sound you raise in the place of prayer is like an evening incense. It's like an incense that is burning before the throne of God. And as soon as you start praying, don't let any devil lie to you that God is not hearing you. Don't let any devil lie to you that it's not working. So sometimes you hear people say things, I have prayed and prayed and prayed. I don't even know what is happening. So many things are happening, you just are not aware. The day you start feeling nothing is happening, you are blocked, you have intercepted the prayer. This unbelief has set in and you will not see any results. But when you say to yourself, my prayer avails, my prayer avails. The fervent and effectual prayer of a righteous man avails. I am a righteous man in Christ Jesus. My prayer avails. I stand with him in my walk with him. I am committed to my Father. I know therefore my prayer avails. The Bible says whenever you pray, you should have confidence that these things that you have asked of God, they have been done. Many of us do not know that your future was settled many years before you entered it. Why? On the altar of prayer. Some of us have entered 10 years into our future. Some have entered 20. Some have entered 30. Do you know that as Daniel began to pray, things that will happen, how many years from the time the book of Daniel was written up until now? And it was just because Daniel set himself and he said, I'm going to pray. Then when he prayed to an extent, an angel appeared to him and he said, Daniel, I have come to give you understanding. In other words, what Daniel was placing a demand for in the realm of prayer were the things that even our generation like this, it will see, we are here. Daniel has placed a demand on something that will happen after the trumpet sounds. He started having dialogue and an angel appeared. He said, Daniel, come, I will give you understanding. I have come to give you skill and understanding. This is what you are talking. See what will happen. See what will happen. The things that will happen after the rapture. A man in one position, one corner, decided to pray. And God gave him the scroll and said, see, this is the picture of the whole of the future. And you are struggling to see 5 years of your life. Why? Why? How? How? If Daniel could see the days after our own days. So if Christ tarries, many of us would have left here. Daniel had already seen it. If Daniel did not see those things and documents, what would we be doing here? John was in the island of Patmos and in the place of prayer, I placed a demand. And as he was praying there, an angel appeared, tapped him. He said, come up, Peter. Let me show you. There are things you need to see. Prayer can take you into the future. 10 years, 20, 30, 40. Prayer can make you see the generation unborn, your children's children, and place a demand on their destiny that they will never be small. Prayer. And that's why, to fulfill destiny prophecy of Jesus, I shared with us that God had to look 440, 430 years before Jesus was born. After Isaiah prophesied, God started doing something. And a woman had to stay in place. And she said she was, Anna stayed in the temple praying day and night. If, as if Jesus was going to be born in 10 years time, or in 20, no, 30, no, 40, no, 50, no, 60, no, about 70 years after. But the woman had to stay. In other words, God is saying that there are certain destinies that will need decades of prayers to be delivered. There are certain people who are not born now. The reason is because their time has not yet come. And there are many of us who were born today. Somebody has prayed. You will not disappoint the prophetic word over your life. Many of us are not aware. And that's why many people just walk around town and live anyhow. No, you must know that you are an embodiment of prophecy. Somebody wanted you. Somebody prayed for you. Somebody interceded and said, God, this. And that's why every day you are walking. Walk with the consciousness of the fact that you are a walking prophecy. I am about to manifest. This prophecy must manifest. This prophecy must come to pass. This prophecy. Every day Jesus walked around the street of Lagos, a street of Jerusalem, rather. He knew that it was going to happen one day. He knew it was going to happen. And that's why I showed you that he entered the temple and he said, today, this scripture is fulfilled. They were wondering. He said, yes, this is it. It is fulfilled. So don't ever joke with the power of prayer. Don't ever underestimate the power of prayer. Don't ever try to think that prayer has no much, doesn't have much to do. So you just say, let's just do it anyhow. No, I beg you. If you put all these equations that I have given to you in place, everything, and you take prayer out of the equation, I'm not sure you will land well. I'm not sure you land well. I'm not sure. Jesus Christ will live in the cool of the day. Sir, after a massive, heavy crusade, Jesus will go back to prayer again. Why? Why? You should just go and sleep and rest. And no, he will go back. Why? The assignment for the next day requires certain dimensions of spiritual energy to give out. So Jesus Christ will go back, reload, recharge, and come again. He said the son does not do anything of his own except what he sees the Father do. That means in the place of prayer, the Father shows him things he will do for the next day. And you are struggling to see what you will do for the next year, child of God. You can place a demand and say, no, I can never be stranded. I can never be stranded. I have eyes that see. I have ears that hear. Many of us do not know that there are certain graces. Let me tell you, one of the ways to unlock the deposits that is inside of you is prayer. You will never know you have a prophetic gift until you start praying. You will never know you have a healing grace until you start praying. You will never know you have deep word of wisdom, word of knowledge until you start praying. Prayer is the key that unlocks the prophetic. It unlocks every gift that God has put inside of us. A man can live and die ordinary, despite the fact he has so much, just because he refused to pray. Let me tell you how these things work. If you have not tried it before, you can try and see. Leave town and get to a prayer mountain. Maybe just travel to somewhere and stay there alone. Try as much as possible to avoid every distraction and interaction and start praying 7 days. I'm not talking about those people who go to mountain and they are discussing news. There are people like that. When they go to camp, they just come. I met those people on the mountain. Many years ago, I traveled to Orioke, Koya, and I was praying. Just some men, they are discussing. That's what they discuss. They come and discuss sports on the mountain, politics. No, not Whereas there are people who will stay there. I watched a man praying one day on a hot sun. It's a mountain for men alone. He sat down naked on the hot sun and was there like this. And I was watching how this guy will finish this prayer. And he started that prayer about 8 o'clock in the morning. Sir, by 8 in the evening, he was still there. He didn't sleep. You know when you go out and you come back and you say, ah. You go, you come back and say, ah. Have you been there before where somebody intimidates you with prayer? Where all of a sudden you were about to sleep by 12 o'clock. And when you slept by 12 o'clock, somebody started praying that time. You woke up by 2, was still praying. You woke up by 4, the person was still praying. Then you say, God, I'm not born again. Just leave those people alone. I was watching that man like, ah. I went in, I took my break, I came back. I went there to ask, what kind of person is this? What is he doing? People are engaging. The kingdom of God suffered violence. The violent take it by force. And prayer is that place where you can lay hold of your destiny and hold on to it tight and say, I lay hold of the horns of the altar. I must press forth and become whatever God has said I will become. I will never live a life that is less. I will never live a life that is smaller. I declare in the name of Jesus that I am everything God has ordained. You must stay on the altar of prayer. You can finalize matters on the altar of prayer. You can conclude decisions. When they are discussing it in the physical, you'll be smiling because you know that you had that end of discussion on the altar of prayer. And when they get to the place where you ended it, you will smile. And they say, why are you smiling? You say, we finished it before you started it. They will say, ah, you say, we finished this meeting. Everything you see happen in the physical has happened in the spiritual. Those who understand their place in the realm of the spirit, they lay hold of these realities before they start discussing physically. You cannot just come out and talk anyhow in the public if you have not finished discussing in the secret. It is what you have concluded in the secret that you will see happen in the public. Is anybody getting what I'm saying here? Tell your neighbor, you need a prayer life. Or tell the person, you need a prayer life. You cannot. There's no how you want to become what God wants you to become without a prayer life. So I want to show you something today. I'm going to show you different ways of engaging. I like practicals. I don't like to teach. And at the end of the day, people do not know what next to do. On Sunday, we talked about all the points. And because we're going to be teaching something else this Sunday, I wanted to really finish. So I rushed everything. And I felt that today, I would just lay a little bit, you know, build on it and help us. Ephesians chapter 6, verse 8. Let's read Ephesians. Maybe we'll read from verse 13. Ephesians chapter 6 from verse 13. Ephesians 6, 13. Everybody, let's read it together in concert, loud and clear. One, to go. Therefore, take up the whole armor of God. And having done all to stand, stand therefore, having girded your waist with truth, having put on the breastplate of righteousness. Hold on now. Remember that he's about to show us the weapon that we're supposed to have as believers. That means this is a person who is about to go for battle. And he's saying these are the things you must put on. Are we here together? If these things have to be on or else they'll mess you up there. Are you getting what I'm saying now? So look at everything that he's saying put on and see where it's going to. Let's move on now. He said, therefore stand, having girded your waist with what? Truth. Having put on the breastplate of what? Righteousness. Let's go now. Verse 51 to go. And having shod your feet with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Good. Above all, taking the shield of faith with which you will be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. That tells you that this guy is going for something serious. It's a warfare. Are we here together? That's it. Like you're going, coming into this life, life on its own, coming in for many people was a warfare. Before you were born, some people, they did serious prayer. Before you came out, you even refused to come out. Go and ask. Some of you need to ask questions. Some of you, they had to induce your parents hard because you refused to come out. They were fasting and praying for you to come out. Every woman that carries a baby that I know that is a child of God, a Christian, one of the things she will never fail to do during her 9 months, no matter how, she will have times where she will remember to pray. She will remember to pray. If she does not want to pray, the pain and the movement and the tiredness and the weakness, and most of the prayer she will be praying, sometimes she will be praying, I will show you. It's called prayer of lamentation. Hey God, why? What is this again? Hey God, it is well. I believe, oh God, help me. There's no prayer she will not pray. There's some of them who have gained strength over time will start making prophetic declarations and start speaking. This is who you are. Some of you can never, see where you are now, some of you are not aware that somebody has scripted your life already. Somebody has connected with heaven and put the peg from the beginning to the end. So that every time you are wondering like this, you better stay on track. You are delaying yourself. Because somebody dialogued with heaven about your assignment and placed the peg from the beginning and say, God, let your will be done. So even when you are wandering up and down, you are just delaying yourself. If I were you, I would just align. Just align and stay there. And say, God, this will be done that they said from the beginning. I agree with it. Or else, a person can struggle in vain. And at the end of the day, do you know that you will still get to that final end, but it will be a journey that is messed up, when you can quietly allow, yield yourself, and enjoy your ride. Are you getting what I'm saying tonight? Look at what it says in verse 16, 17 here. Let's read it together. I want to clear now. Take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. Then let's go now. Praying how often? Praying how often? That means he's saying, this guy that has entered battle, you have put on everything you need to put on. But sir, when it comes to prayer, you can't stop. When it comes to prayer, you can put on the shield of faith, bam. Helmet of salvation, bam. This one, bam. But the weapon of prayer is a constant. It's a constant. You don't stop. You don't stop. You don't get to a point where you say, I'm tired of praying. No, you cannot be tired of praying. You can't stop praying. And Jesus showed us that life practically. Why is it that the devil does everything to stop you from praying? He knows that this one is what will get you to your destination. He knows that this thing is what will get you to where you're going to. He knows that when you are a person who prays consistently, you'll be able to avoid a lot of temptations. The same thing that is pushing you up and down every time. Say, I don't know why I'm falling. You are falling because you are not standing in the place of prayer. That's what Jesus said. Watch and pray. Why? He said, lest you fall into temptation. He now said, the spirit indeed is willing, but the flesh is what? Weak. Now, what does that tell you? It tells you that prayer energizes the spirit, so that the flesh will not ride over the spirit. Prayer strengthens the spirit, so that when the temptation comes, you will smile and say, Satan, you're just coming from this corner. Please move and get out of here. Why? You are sensitive. You are aware. Be sober. Be vigilant. A man who is a person of prayer, a woman of prayer, is a person who is sober and vigilant. You are aware. He doesn't take you unaware. Satan cannot just do that thing around you and you are caught off guard. No, you know. As soon as that thing is coming, you say, this one is a temptation. This one is a test of my patience. And you begin to re-strategize on how to handle it because you are a person of prayer. Are you getting what I'm saying here? Yes. He says, praying how often? With what? What kind of prayer? What kind of prayer? To fulfill destiny prophecy, what kind of prayer? Brothers and sisters, what kind of prayer? So let's talk about all prayer tonight. Praying with all prayer and supplication in the spirit. Then he now says, being watchful to this end, with all perseverance and supplication for all the saints. Embedded in this verse, everything about it is what? Prayer. 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 I'm going to give you an example of a man who did what we call all prayer. All prayer. Daniel chapter 9 verse 3. When Daniel was going to engage the manifestation of the prophecy that had gone ahead of them, and they had stayed too long. Daniel chapter 9, let's read from verse 1. It will help you. From verse 1. In the first year of Darius, the son of Ahasuerus, of the lineage of the Medes, who was made king over the realm of the Chaldeans. In the first year of his reign, I, Daniel, understood by what? I understood by what? The number of years specified by the word of the Lord through Jeremiah the prophet, that he would accomplish 70 years in the desolation of what? Jerusalem. In other words, Daniel said, I have seen the book, the prophecy over our us. It is 70 years. Why are we still here? Why are we still hanging? Why is my life still at this position? Because I have read what Jeremiah said. From the prophecy of Jeremiah, he said that there will be desolation for 70 years, after which God will visit. Many people, the time for you to go through a particular season has ended, but you are still there. Sir, that one is no longer long suffering. It's even suffer ahead. Suffering for yourself. Because the time has expired. Daniel saw that if they continue like this, they will just be there and they will die like that. Answer, that God had prophesied, that Jeremiah had prophesied that in 70 years, doesn't mean that at the 70th year, you just see God show up and say, come out. No, God will steer the heart of a man again. God cannot do anything in this territory without consulting a man. God has no right over planet Earth without engaging a man. Why? He made man and said, have dominion. In other words, if God must enter this place, he must work with somebody. He must. It's a principle. It's a principle of territories. You cannot just enter a territory like that. No. He rules in heaven. And he said the earth he has given to the sons of men. So anytime he comes on earth, he will not just move. He will look for a man. That's why from time to time you say, behold, I sought for a man that will stand the gap. God cannot do anything in your family until one man rises to stand in the gap. That's how it works. And if you are not aware that somebody needs to rise, a whole generation can perish because nobody is willing to rise. A whole generation can be suffering because nobody is willing to rise. I want to charge everyone under the sound of my voice. I know that I have a peculiar call to raise generational deliverers. So when you hear me, just know that God is calling you to stand on the horn of the altar for your family. Even if you came in here by mistake, just know that your call is on you. Even if you have been thinking that your elder sister somewhere is the prayer warrior. No, no, no. If you hear my voice, you have heard the voice of one that is sent to people who will rise in their family and become the arrowhead. Are you getting what I'm saying here? Let that consciousness dawn on you that I cannot wait. At worst, if your sister has that consciousness and you have the same consciousness, then it will lead you to a particular kind of prayer that is called the agreement prayer. Then both of you have, you have come on the same page, then you are agreeing together that our family will not remain like this. I have got to leave the burden on one person. And you know, when one person is pushing something, it's harder. Two are better than one. Imagine they had 2, 3, 4, 5 of your kind in your family. I'm not talking about this kind of your kind now. The one that is evolving. The type that is evolving. The one that is ready. The one that is saying, I am a warrior and I cannot stop. The one that is saying, greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. The one that is saying, I have overcome the world and no devil can do anything about it. The one that is bold and audacious and you are able to speak to your siblings and they are able to say, Kai, with you in this family, we are sure that things will work. Is anybody getting what I'm saying? When the devil messes around, you just smile and say, no, not here. Not here. You came to the wrong place. You came to the wrong place. Somebody is receiving boldness after this meeting. And you are crushing the head of that devil that is raising his ugly head over your family. You are receiving boldness to crush the head of that devil. You are receiving boldness to crush the head of that devil. In the name of Jesus. Daniel understood by books that it was supposed to be 70 years. He said he understood by books the number of years specified by the word of the Lord. That is prophecy, is that not? Prophecy. Through Jeremiah the prophet, that he would accomplish 70 years in the desolation of Jerusalem. Then he said, the next position, after prophecy comes, you don't go and sit down. They are prophesying over me, so I want to go and sit down. No. After prophecy, every prophecy that comes, there is a responsibility that follows. And that responsibility is called what? Prayer. So Daniel was going to God to say, if it has been said that it is 70 years, why are we still here? Because I sense that this is the Kairos moment. In other words, Daniel knew the defining moment of their destiny. Daniel knew the time that they should not stay longer. If he does not do anything, they will stay longer. If he does not do anything, they will suffer longer. And Daniel said no. He said, then I set my face towards the Lord to make requests by what? Requests by what? And what? With what?
Kai. It's a formula. As soon as you see that something is staying more than it should, then you set your face. You set your face to make requests by prayers. Request means what? I want to ask questions. God, what is happening? Why? What is happening around here? Are you getting what I'm saying here now? That's request. Request, when you are making a request and asking that, why are we still here? We are not supposed to be here by this time. Then supplication will follow, always looking like it's a request by the side. Are we here together now? He said he will now make supplication, but he will not just leave it like that, because the atomic power of prayer is in fasting. Fasting hastens it. Fasting deepens it. Fasting strengthens prayer. Are you getting what I'm saying here? Whenever you involve fasting in prayer, that means you are saying, I am not just moving at an ordinary speed. I want jet speed. Jesus Christ's disciples went out at a particular point and they could not heal the particular sick man. And they asked him, they said, why could we not do this one? He said, this kind. Some of you, your destinies are this kind. And I pray that the boldness of God will rest upon you. The seriousness of heaven will rest upon you. You will engage and you will break forth. You will engage and you will prevail. You will engage and you will come out stronger. In the name of Jesus. He said, this kind goeth not. Except by prayer and fasting. If fasting is taken out of that equation, he said this kind will not move. In other words, there are certain kinds that are stubborn. But when they see a man who has engaged prayer and backed it up with fasting, everything begins to align.
I want to encourage you as a believer. Don't ever, again, from today, I challenge you, I beg you, except maybe for one serious medical purpose that you are working on and you're sure, don't let it happen in your life that a whole week will pass and one day you will not fast. It's not the right thing to do. It's not the right thing to do. Paul said often in fasting, once, even if it's once a week, and you say, I just leave food today, and I'm leaving it because I want to engage a little bit. I'm leaving it today because I want to do what? I want to engage. That once a week can change a lot of things. And if you do it, make sure that day you're going to do it in the week. If it is like Tuesdays, we pray like this. You can join and say, that Tuesday, I'm going to create extra time. Maybe in the morning or at night. I will ensure that I will never do without praying for a minimum, lowest of 1 hour. And I will stay there. I will stay there. And when you are praying, don't expect that after prayer, you just stand up. Every time you go to the place of prayer, there must be expectation to hear, to see. You must expect to hear something, to see something, to have a burning place in your heart, or God say something to you that you are taking out of the place of prayer. It's not a monologue, it's a dialogue. So every time you leave that place without anything, I don't understand. Why? Why? What did he say? Anytime you are coming out of the place of prayer, the question is, what did he say to you? What did he impress on your heart? What message did he communicate? If nothing, he will drop his scripture. If nothing, he will put something in your heart to pray about, give you a burden. You cannot be in the place of prayer for 1 hour, 30 minutes, and nothing happens, and you just come out like that. No, now, no. Even if you go there to worship the king alone, he will drop something. That's the one reason he will even speak to you. Is anybody getting what I'm saying here? Daniel said he set his face to pray. He set his face that he was going to pray. And let's look at the flow of this prayer. And I prayed to the Lord my God, and I made what? Prayer of confession. All prayer. I'll show you about 10 prayers that are involved if you are going to press forth and break through. Now, let's just go through Daniel, and I'll take my own in a systematic way. He said, I wore a confession, and I said, oh God, great and awesome, adoration, thanksgiving has started. Can you see it? So even when he wanted to start a confession, the first thing he started, just like Jesus taught us to pray, he said, our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. So Daniel started his prayer, and he said, oh Lord, great and awesome God, who keeps covenant and mercy with those who love him and those who keep his commandment. So he has started with thanksgiving, praise, and adoration. Write it down. Number one, all prayer. Number one, prayer of thanksgiving, praise, and adoration. Many people know how to rush before the presence of God, and they are just going there to complain. They are going there to just say many things. They are not willing to say, oh Lord my God, how excellent art thou in all thy works. King of all the earth, master of the universe, the God who never fails, the God who never sleeps, the one who never slumbers, the covenant keeping God, the God who says to the Red Sea, be parted and it will be parted. You need to raise your voice of praise to God as an incense. Every time you come to that place of prayer, you must start with thanksgiving, praise, adoration, worship. Sometimes it comes in form of songs that you start with. But the song is exalted. And I've taught us here over and over that not every song is a song of praise. Not every song is a song of thanksgiving. Not every song is a song of, you know, you need to know the songs. Many of us just get there, and because you're excited about the particular song, you start singing the song. No. As a believer that is a diligent student of the word of God, you must know which song is a song of thanksgiving, which song is a song of crying and complaining. There are some songs, they are situational songs. You didn't get what I just said. They are situational songs. They have nothing to... That song is not saying anything. There are some songs that are expressing who you are. They are not the songs you start with. They are beautiful songs. Take notes. They are good songs. But always know that songs are meant for different purposes. So we come for praise and worship. And you raise praise and worship, and you start saying, we are a chosen generation. That's not praise and worship. But is he a good song? Very well. He has a time. Every time the saints are excited about their identity and authority, we raise the song. See, there are different songs for different purposes. I don't know if you get what I'm saying here now. So you can't say, because that is what you think you want to sing, you just come up and start saying, no, that is not a song of thanksgiving. That is not a song of adoration. That song is a song that declares our identity. It's a beautiful song, but it has the timing. It can be part of your prayer at the point where you are speaking about who you are in Christ. There's nothing wrong with that.
Am I communicating? Beautiful and powerful, but there is time for it. There is time for it. There is time for it. So you start your prayer like Daniel, and you start singing, God who keeps covenant and mercy with those who love him and with those who keep his commandments. Then go ahead. He said, then Daniel entered. Forgive us. That's the way. This is the Old Testament method he came in now. Then he started prayer of what? Repentance. Forgiveness. Daniel had to start with this method. But in the order of Jesus Christ's prayer, he did not go exactly like this. Are we getting what I'm saying now? And remember why Daniel was going like this is because he wanted to repent on behalf of the people. It was not that Daniel said, I sin. No, it wasn't even Daniel. Are you getting what I'm saying now? And if it was even Daniel, well, it's good for him to come before God and acknowledge his wrong. Am I making sense here now? But he was confessing on behalf of the nation. And he said, we have sinned and committed iniquity. We have done wickedly and rebelled, even by departing from your precept and your judgment. Neither have we heeded your servant, the prophet, who spoke in your name to our king and our prince, to our fathers, and to all the people of the land. He said, oh Lord, righteousness belongs to you, but to us, shame of face. As it is this day to the men of Judah, to the inhabitants of Jerusalem and all Israel, those near and those far off, in all the countries to which you have driven them, because of the unfaithfulness which they have committed against you. See, Daniel, this is prayer now. See how he's talking to God. And saying, God, let me give analysis of why we were where we are. I understand why we're here. We have left your word. We have left your precepts. We have left your commandment. In other words, Daniel was sincere enough in the place of prayer to bring the matter before God and say, God, peradventure, this is what is causing it. I am aware that we have not done well. When it comes to all prayer, child of God, this is all prayer. In the New Testament, it said all prayer has to be involved. And that's what I want to show you, because there are certain times many of us are used to only need-based prayers. Only need-based prayers. You can't go far with only need-based prayers. Every day you wake up and you're just saying, Lord, give me everything I want. That's the only prayer you pray. No, you can't go far like that. You can never go far like that. And we have believers who are in that line now. Anytime you are praying a prayer that is not about needs, they'll just turn off. They will just turn off. They are not interested. They are not interested. It has to be only needs. So our God has become Jehovah of the needy. God's that. That's what they want. How many times have we read prayer points in church, intercession time, and we say we're going to lift up our voice and pray for souls, and you hear the voice of everybody will be cold. Then you just say, lift up your hands and say, oh Lord, oh angel of favor, angel of mercy, angel of... There is angel for everything. So look at what he said. He said, oh Lord, to us belongs shame of face. So our kings, our princes, can you see it now? He's praying for the kings, for the princes, all of them. Yes. And our fathers, because we have what? Sinned against you. Go ahead. He says, to the Lord our God belongs mercy and forgiveness. Though we have rebelled against him, we have not obeyed the voice of the Lord our God to walk in his statutes, which he said before us, his servant, the prophet. Yes, all Israel have transgressed your law and have departed so as not to obey your voice. Therefore, the curse and the oath written in the law of Moses, the servant of God, have poured on us because we have sinned against him. Yes, go ahead now. And he confirmed his word, which he spoke against us, against our judges who judged us, by bringing upon us a great disaster. For under the whole heaven, such has never been done as what has been done to Jerusalem. Yes. As it is written in the law of Moses, all this disaster had come upon us, yet we have not made our... In other words, they are aware of what is happening, but nobody is able to take responsibility. Daniel is saying, everything is happening, nobody is taking responsibility. And I want to take responsibility. If you are tired of what is happening in your family, somebody has to take a responsibility. If you are tired of situation things in your business, somebody has to take responsibility. If you are tired of the way your life is, you have to take responsibility. So Daniel said, no, everybody has left it. Yes. He said, yet we have not made our prayers before the Lord our God, that we might turn from our iniquities and understand your truth. Therefore, the Lord has kept the disaster in mind and brought it upon us. For the Lord our God is righteous in all the works which he does, though we have not obeyed his voice. And now, O Lord our God, who have brought out your people out of the land of Egypt with a mighty hand and made yourself a name. Can you see how he's twisting the prayer and giving praise to God in between and saying, God, this is where we fall in. This is who you are. We know that you are just, you are good. Everything, we are not coming here to blame you. No, we cannot blame you. We take the blame. We take responsibility. Our destiny is right before us and we have not done anything about it. He said, we have sinned and we have done wickedly. Oh Lord, according to all your righteousness, I pray, let your anger and your fury be turned away from your city, Jerusalem, your holy mountain, because our sins and for the iniquity of our father, Jerusalem and your people are a reproach to all those around us. Now, therefore, our God, hear the prayer of your servant and his what? Supplication. And for the Lord's sake, curse your face to shine on your sanctuary, which is what? Desolate. Oh my God, incline your ear and hear. Open your eyes and see our desolation. Now, this is a prayer of lamentation. He has entered lamentation. From supplication, he made petitions. Then he entered lamentation. Are we here together now? And the city which is called by your name. For we do not present our supplication before you because our righteous deeds, but because of your great mercy. Prayer of mercy. Can you see it now? Oh Lord, hear, oh Lord, forgive. Oh Lord, listen and do what? Act. Do not delay for your own sake. My God, for your city and your people are called by your name. Now, while I was praying. Don't joke with prayers. If nobody decided to pray, they will remain like that. Until you learn and understand these dimensions of prayers and you begin to engage the right prayer at the right time. You begin to use the right words at the right time. Sir, child of God, many things will become difficult. See how Daniel engaged, because he knew that he needed a particular result. He said, now while I was speaking, praying and confessing my sin and the sin of my people Israel, presenting my word, supplication before the Lord my God for the holy mountain of my God. Yes, while I was speaking in word, prayer, the man Gabriel, whom I had seen in the vision at the beginning, being cursed to fly swiftly, reached me about the time of the evening offering. Can you see that now? Yes, go ahead. And he informed me and talked with me. And he said, oh Daniel, I have now come forth to give you understanding. To give you what? Skill to do what? Understand. At the beginning of your supplication, the command went out and I have come to tell you. At the beginning of your what? At the beginning of your what? The command did what? He went out. So if you do nothing, nothing will happen. He said, Daniel, immediately you started your supplication, there was a command. And God said in heaven, Gabriel, respond to Daniel. Could it be that many of the times when you ought to pray, you are just jamming many things and you're not doing the right thing? That's why there's been no response. Could it be that it is because you don't even understand how to go about it, and that's the reason why it looks like nothing is happening? And for some of you, it's possible that something is happening somewhere in the realm of the spirit, but you have not learned how to engage different kinds of prayers. Because as Daniel began to pray this prayer, the Bible says that at the point in the first prayer he prayed, he started from the first day. And from the first day he started, answer came. In this place too, from the first day, answer was released. But the other one, we saw that there was a prince of Persia. And when Daniel saw that the result had not yet come, he did not go and hide and sit down and say, okay, it is done, it is done. No, he started the day one. Answer didn't show. He stayed there the two. He stayed there the three. He stayed there the four. By the time it was the 21st day, in the midst of those prayers, I believe that Daniel would have engaged another prayer that is called warfare prayers. An angel sent a reinforcement. Heaven sent a reinforcement angel. And that one came, took the answer from the hand of the angel that was there with the prince of Persia and delivered it to Daniel. Because somebody after this night meeting, there's going to be a reinforcement from heaven that will deliver everything that is lingering, everything that is delaying, everything that is cut short. I declare it will be delivered in the name of Jesus. See, at the beginning of your supplication, the command went out, and I have come to tell you, for you are greatly beloved. Therefore, consider the matter and understand the vision. And every other thing started happening. 70 weeks, they started telling Daniel things that will happen. Even after the rapture sounds, Daniel started seeing and hearing things. So he asked for 70 years of where they were. And God said, wait, I will give you the details from now. He gave him how the different empires and the different kingdoms that will reign. The Medo-Persian Empire, the Grecian Empire, showed him all of them one after the other. In other words, he was saying, Daniel, this prayer that you have brought before us now is not something that I will just answer you for only this one. I'm going to secure a whole generational information. I will give you an information that is conceived for multiple generations just at one spot. Your prayer has gotten to heaven. I pray for somebody today. Your prayer is ascending. I say your prayer is ascending. I say your prayer is ascending in the name of Jesus. So the first is prayer of thanksgiving. A thanksgiving prayer is very much important whenever you're going to start to pray. You start with thanksgiving, praise, adoration. Sometimes you start by singing. How many of us have realized that sometimes you really want to start your prayer by singing, but the devil tries to shut your mouth? He will not allow you sing. You just discover that you start from anywhere and you are tired.
You are just tired. Child of God, sometimes you may need to start your prayer by singing. If you are not a person who is used to so much of singing, you can start by declaring those songs that are in the line of words, praise and thanksgiving, and start speaking it. Oh Lord, how great thou art. You are mighty. You are good. You are glorious. I give you thanks for all that you have done. Thank you for the gift of life. Bless the Lord, oh my soul. You break forth into the Psalms. Because if you look at the book of Psalms, you will see all manner of prayers. All manner of prayers. Bless the Lord, oh my soul, and forget not his holy benefits. Bless the Lord, oh my soul, the one who preserved my life from destruction. The Lord who kept me. The Lord who sustained me. The Lord my maker. The Lord my guide. The Lord my shield. The one who works and is and is to come. The one who established the heavens upon the water. The one who made the earth his footstool. The God who spoke to light and light showed up. Lord, I worship you. I honor you. I magnify you. Sir, as your thanksgiving begins to rise, the incense is burning. The incense is beginning to rise. The incense is beginning to rise. Angels are aware that something is happening. The demons around the territory are aware that somebody is raising a sound that heaven cannot neglect, because God inhabits the praise of his people. So you don't go there and start crying first or complaining. Or just no. Learn how to come with thanksgiving. He said, enter into his gate with thanksgiving and into his court with praises. Enter his gate with thanksgiving, into his court with praise. As soon as you start raising voice of thanksgiving and praise, sometimes before you even get to the other part of the prayer, answers are delivered already. Because thanksgiving and praise usually will work in different ways. Sometimes your thanksgiving has become your two-edged sword that is dealing with your enemy already. So before you start saying enemy self, they are done already. Why? Because you started on the right notes. Is anybody getting what I'm saying tonight? I don't know if somebody's getting what I'm saying tonight. So a prayer of thanksgiving is the kind of prayer you pray where you're giving thanks to God, adoration, honoring him, blessing the name of the Lord. Psalm 34 is a good example. Put Psalm 34 on the screen for us. Psalm 34. Look at what it says there. Psalm 34. It says the Psalm of David, when he pretended madness before Abimelech, who drove him away and he departed. He said, I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my word, mouth. My soul shall make its boast in the Lord, and the humble shall hear it and be what? Glad. Oh, magnify the Lord with me and let us exalt his name together. Who was David talking to? People were not there, but David was talking. As if he had a congregation. There are sometimes you are praying alone in your room and as if you are talking to a crowd. Have you been there before? As if there is somebody you are talking to. As if you are having a dialogue, because you understand that there is a cloud of witness. That it's not only you, there is a host. Somebody listen to me. When you get to this dimension of prayer, there is a pathway, there is a doorway in the realm of the spirit. The portals of heaven begins to open to you. I prophesy over somebody in the name of Jesus. As God helps you, strengthens you, and you engage this season, the portals of heaven are opening. Opening over your destiny, opening over your family, opening over your career. Let your amen sound like the thunder.
Get us back to the screen, please.
I sought the Lord and he heard me. He has entered. He has switched. He has entered prayer of deliverance. Because he was going through a situation where he ran away and acted like a madman and he needed deliverance. But he did not shout the deliverance first. He started with thanksgiving. Is anybody getting what I'm saying here now? All prayers, depending on the kind of prayer that you need. You cannot just be a Christian. There are many Christians who have been Christians for several years, but sincerely they do not know how to pray. They do not know how to pray. It's quite unfortunate. It's quite unfortunate. Then there's a prayer that has to do with, you know, you combine both. Sometimes you are combining worship, praise, adoration, and thanksgiving. And the book of Psalm 107 is clear on that. There's another one there. Psalm 107, Psalm 118, Psalm 119. Are you flowing with me? Are you tired? Psalm 46. I'm giving you all of them so that you can go back home and do practical. You will need to pick some of these psalms and use them. Yes. Psalm 107, Psalm 118, Psalm 119, 97 to 112. Psalm 46, Psalm 9, Psalm 138, Psalm 100. All these are psalms that you can use to just pour out your heart, pour out your love, humble adoration, just pour everything. The man who knows that he has a destiny to fulfill must rely on the God who has given the prophetic word. You must rely on the God who has spoken the thing before you were born. And you give him thanks and give him praise. Then doors begin to open. There is a second kind of prayer. It's called the prayer of alignment.
prayer of alignment was what Jesus Christ taught us when he said, you pray, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is what? In heaven. Thy will be done. 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 Sir, you don't know the import of this prayer. Every time you are praying this prayer and saying, Father, let thy will be done, you are saying, God, I align. I know I have many things in my head. I know I have many plans. I know I have other decisions. But as touching my destiny, as touching my career, as touching my marriage, as touching my business, let your will be done. Even Jesus at the Garden of Gethsemane, when he was praying for the manifestation of his destiny, what prayer did he pray? Thy will be done. You need to understand this. He had to stay in that place to align and say, there is something that will happen here now. I can choose my own, but God, I will not choose my way. I can decide to settle for the kind of thing I want. He said, but God, no. It was painful for him to say, thy will be done. But he knew in his heart that if he says, thy will be done, his destiny will open up. Every time you fail to say, thy will be done, you are choosing and going your way. And I can tell you, there is a way that seemeth right unto a man, but the end thereof is what? Destruction. Elohim Adonai, thy kingdom come, thy will be done. Elohim Adonai, Elohim Adonai, thy kingdom come, thy will be done. Elohim Adonai. You can stay on this prayer for 30 minutes. Just stay like this. Ababa negede leba rababa baba. Rakabo yegedesh. Elohim Adonai. You are considering things about your marital destiny, about your future, about your business, about your academics, about your career. Elohim Adonai. Aleba rababa baba baba. Eliakos kubregede leba ya. Esheme negede leba baba baba. Irababa baba 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 baba. Eleme negede leboska. And you stay like this for another 30 minutes. Lepanaka bayaga baba baba. Eliakos shaba baba baba. Not my will, O God. Eruanaka bayaga de. Mesu sobrenete. Eme nekoska paida. Rabai baba 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 baba. Raka da 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 da. I have choices in my heart, but I settle for your will. I have decisions to make. But decide this for me. Oh God, keep me in alignment. Keep me at the center of your will, that I may stand perfect in all your will for my life, all your will for this business, all your will for this career, all your will in my marital destiny. May I not go my way. May I not go my own way, oh God. Keep me in alignment. For I know all things work together for good to them that love God and are called according to his purpose. The steps of the righteous, they are ordered by the Lord. I align with your plan. I align with your purpose. I stand. As you begin to pray, if you have been going the wrong direction, all of a sudden an angel will put a hand on your shoulder and say, turn left now. And you'll be surprised to know that after that prayer, you are about to make a particular decision. But now, you cannot find peace in your heart about it again. Why? Because you came to the place of alignment. Alignment is essential. Alignment is essential, sir. Every time a car does not have alignment, if you leave the steering, check what will happen. It begins to go this direction. But whenever there's alignment, the car stays focused. Your destiny can only stay focused when you are praying and say, God, I don't want to go my way. For the way of the Lord is the way of wisdom. I choose the way of the Lord. So for the way of the Lord is the way of wisdom. I choose the way of the Lord. You stay there. I'm not going the way of the flesh. I'm not going the way of the flesh. I rule over the flesh. I partner with the Spirit. As many as are led by the Spirit, they are the sons of God. I am led. I am instructed. I am taught. I am guided by the Holy Ghost. All my children shall be taught of the Lord, and great shall be their peace. I am taught of the Lord, and great is my peace. In Colossians 4:12, he said, Epaphras, one of you,
a faithful disciple of Jesus Christ. Paul said, I heard this guy always laboring for all of you that you will stand perfect. He said, Epaphras, who is one of you, a bond servant of Christ, greets you, always laboring fervently for you in what? Prayers, that you may stand perfect and complete in all the will of God.
Have you forgotten that your destiny is something that has been written already? And the only way you can come into it is to say, God, nevertheless, not my will, but let your will be done.
I love this thing, but God, if that's not where you are leading me, I leave it. I go your way. I desire this thing personally, but if that's not what you want for me, God, I am not bothered. I am not bothered. I am not bothered. I choose to settle for your will. I choose to settle for your plan and your purpose, because I know that when a man settles for the will of God, he can never be in error. Is anybody getting what I'm saying tonight? Your life can never be in error when you settle for the will of God. It might not be popular. They might look at you and say, ah, are you sure you are smart? Do you have enough sense? Are you sure this is what you want to do? If I had listened to some people and say, ah, are you sure? No. You were supposed to be a civil engineer. No, my Babies, you are supposed to be. All the choices they gave me, I will leave those choices. I will run from my parents' house as a teenager, sir. As a teenager. Some people feel they are still young. As a teenager, I will carry my bag and I'm running to success camp. Oh God, I align with your plan. I align with your plan. I do not have the whole picture clear, but I know that if I follow you one step at a time, my life will not be in error. Lord, I hand it over to you. I do not have a life of my own. Whatever you would have me do, that is what I do. Here I am. Send me.
That was the prayer. That was the prayer. I'll do anything, Jesus, if that's what you want. I'll do it the way you want. Just show me. Just give me the pattern and help me to align. All I need is your grace. Just give me, I will just be there with you. I'll be there with you. Do you know how many times many of us struggle with the will of God? You know what God wants, but because your flesh wants another thing. You know what God wants because this is what is popular. You are ashamed of what people will say if you go the other direction. Why? Because it does not look like it. It does not look like it. It does not look like it. Sir, it doesn't look like it. And that's why you are ashamed. The Bible says Jesus Christ, who for the joy that was set before him, endured the cross, despising the shame. Despising the shame. What people are looking at today and say, are you setting for this kind of thing? Hey? That is what people will look at tomorrow and they will say, the stone that the builder rejected has become the chief cornerstone. This is the Lord's doing. It is marvelous in our eyes. They will only be able to see the hand of God. I don't know who God is impressing things in your heart. And there is a popular culture. There is a trend. There is a way the things family members want it to go. But you have been saying, God, I stay with you. Lord, I stay with your will. Let your will alone be done in my life. I came to pray for somebody under the sound of my voice. Every devil that wants to move you out of the will. Every decision that you're about to make that will make your life a waste. That will make you come to the point of regret at the end of your life. I declare, may God strengthen your heart never to make that kind of decision in the name of Jesus. The decision that will bring you to the plan of God, that is what you will make. The decision that will keep you in alignment, that is what you will make. You will not be confused in the name of Jesus. Can you say it? I am not confused. Can you say it? I am not confused. I align with the will of God, with the plan of God, with the purpose of God. I stand perfect in all the will of God. From time to time, you will hear me in prayer, morning prayer. I will read this thing again. And I'll say, our prayer point is today, we stand perfect in all the will of God. Brothers, I'm not ever tired of praying it, because I know that if you stay a day outside the will of God, the next 1 hour, you're not secured. You can't predict what will happen. But when you stay in the will of God, he said, then you are secured. Like a bird that has strayed from his nest, so is a man that has stepped out of his purpose. You will not step out of your purpose. You will not step out of the plan. You will not step out of the will of God. I can't hear you shout amen like thunder. Prayer of alignment. Number 4, prayer of petition. Number 3, prayer of petition. Prayer of petition and supplication. A supplication is a prayer that a person prays humbly, asking God to provide something that you need. So you know that you have, there's something you need and you cannot get it by yourself. Child of God, let me tell you, all the prayers that I'm giving you today, they are practical New Testament prayers. It's not only the Pauline prayers that are practical New Testament prayers. You need to know that. There are many prayers that Paul and Peter gave in scripture. They are not only the prayers that are practical New Testament prayers. You must understand that there are other prayers in the New Testament
And one of the prayers, we have seen it in there, they said, with prayer and supplication. There's nothing wrong with supplication. There's nothing wrong for you to say, God, I desire to have this particular thing in my journey. Give it to me. And somebody is saying, that kind of prayer. No. I understand that there's a prayer where you stand in one position. And you're, I will show you the prayers so that you are not confused. As a child of God, Daniel said, I came to make supplication. I came to make supplication. When you are before the court, you make a petition. Are you getting what I'm saying now? You are petitioning the judge and saying, this is what I want you to do this. I pray that you do so. I pray that so be granted. I pray. These are petitions. So I usually put petition and supplication side by side. So you are asking for something. You are requesting that something will be done. You are praying and say, God, give me the strength to carry the weight of the assignment. That is a prayer of supplication. I need strength to carry the weight of my assignment. I see that the thing ahead of me is heavy. Lord, I need strength. I receive strength in the name of Jesus. I ask that you release upon me supernatural strength. I cannot go on my own. I cannot carry this on my own. Lord, I rely on you. I depend on you. This is the kind of prayer. There's a level of prayer that you are making. You will forget whoever is around. Your heart will be wrenched before God and you'll be pouring out everything. There you can be vulnerable before your Father and say, God, I don't know this thing. Teach me. Is anybody getting what I'm saying here now? Very vulnerable because you know that you are mortal and he is the immortal. So you can make supplication before God. You can make petition. This was what Daniel was doing here. Petition. He began to speak. After he had confessed everything, he cried unto God and spoke on behalf of them and he confessed. Some of you, in place where you are, when God is leading your heart, you need to make certain prayers of supplication and say, God, this is my request. This is what I desire. This is what I ask that you will grant this season of my life. He said, if any man lack wisdom, let him ask. Ask. There are times I come and I say, no, I have understanding of what to do and I get it. Yes. There are other times I say, God, sincerely, the next step, I really don't know. I need you every hour, most gracious Lord. Your tender voice like thine can peace afford. I need you, Lord, I need you. Every hour I need you. Oh, help me now, my Savior. I come to thee. Sometimes I am there and I'm in tears and I'm saying, God, I need you now. More than ever before. More than ever before. I have never been through 2024 before. I am not aware of the things that will happen in 2024. I need you, oh God, to help me. I need you to help me this year to make decisions that are in line with your will. I need you to help me this year to be wise in all my ways. I need you to help me this year to stay away from distractions and all the things that make a mess of a man's ministry. Oh Lord, I desire your help. I need your help. Supplication. Make prayers of supplication. And you tell God what you want. Earnestly desiring and seeking the face of God. And saying, God, this is what I need. This is what I desire. In the pursuit of the manifestation of destiny prophecy, there are times where you will make prayers of supplication and petition. Remember, he said, with all prayer. Are we here together? The next one is called the prayer of deliverance and protection. The prayer of deliverance and protection. My God. My God. My God. Even Jesus, when he taught his disciples how to pray, he taught them this one. If you read the prayer very well, he said, thy will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread and forgive us our trespasses and lead us not into temptation, but deliver us. But deliver us. But deliver us. For deliver us from evil. There are arrows that fly by day. Life is spiritual. People walk out in the morning and they come out to their house lame. People walk out in the morning and they came back to their house crippled. And you say, God, deliver me from evil. I will lift. This in the psalmist began to pray. And in Psalm 91, he started praying that prayer. How many of us are aware of that prayer? Yes. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress. My God, in Him will I trust. Surely He shall deliver me from the snare of the fowler. Are you hearing what I'm saying now? And from the noisome pestilence, He will put me under the shadow of His wings. He started saying all manner of things. Why was he praying that way? He knew that there are times in his life that he needed protection. Sir, you need protection. One time, they were about to kill Paul. And 40 men made a vow that they will kill Paul. And God supernaturally provided help for Paul by protecting him through one of the guys that went to leak their secrets. Do you know how Paul must have been praying? And one of the prayers he must have been praying, he said that God will deliver me. God even told him, he said, I will deliver you from the people I am sending you to. In other words, there will be vipers among them. I will deliver you from them. The prayer of deliverance and protection is very key. I want you to understand how powerful this prayer is. Prayer of deliverance and protection is very key. There are times in your life where you just know that things are just going the way you cannot understand. Many of us, you might not have been there, but just imagine that you are the one that is about to take up the seat of a governor or a president, and you are in a serious election condition where everybody has gone to several mountains and they have sacrificed 7 cows and they have sacrificed 20 goats. And when they are coming out in the day, they are coming out like this because they know what they did for them in secret. But you entered your secret place. I abide under the shadow of the Almighty. The Lord is my refuge and my fortress. Of whom shall I be afraid? For the Lord is the strength of my life. When the enemies rise against me to eat up my flesh, they jumbled and they scattered. For the Lord my God is my protection, the wall around me. By my God, I leap over the walls. By my God, I conquer the mountains. By my God, and you start praying, and the host of heaven begins to protect. There are prayers you must understand. You cannot just go for battle like that. You are doing small things. That's why you are just there. No. When you start doing big things in life, where the spotlight is on you, where the arrows of hell will be targeted towards you, then you will know that there are certain prayers that a man cannot do without when he gets to this point. How do you think Jesus Christ escaped the days where they wanted to stone him? And the Bible says he will just pass through their midst and we escape. In the night, God, Jesus had dealt with it at night. He had dealt with that matter at night. And that's why in the daytime, it will be difficult to catch him. It will be difficult to get him cheap. You see arrows all of a sudden just where you are standing because you finish praying at night. I will show you the prayer that has capped up a lot of these prayers and you will understand what I'm saying. Just because you finish praying at night, God started impressing in your heart and you just covered that you are tired but he's saying pray. Then you just stayed there and for 30 minutes you were struggling to mumble the word but he gave you strength. All of a sudden you started saying it. Lepa na gabala baba, erekosh kapapaina, eriko panamanada, lepa na badabadabadaba. Oh Lord, you didn't know when you said those things. Oh Lord, save me. Save me, Kebele. You didn't know when you said it. The Spirit himself started making intercession. He took over your tongue. You were saying things you were not conscious of. You didn't know how you said it. Then you came out that day. All of a sudden, you were standing at the bus stop. Right where you were standing, a Nepa pole just fell down. And God just, as soon as you took one step away, he fell there. Then you know that there is a God in heaven who sees all things. When he wants to do it, he will call you to participate. So that you will know that, Kai, is this why I started praying? You say, yes. Men always ought to pray and not to faint. There are many people who have escaped danger because they understood the times. They understood the seasons. They understood when God was calling them. Sometimes it might just be a friend that will call you. I say, I just feel led to tell you in my mind. I just feel led to tell you. God said to tell you, my protection is with you. And you say, amen, amen. God has raised an intercessor for you. And he just said that thing, not knowing that it was a prophetic word. Then you received it. Are you getting what I'm saying now? Then you hear people say we were in a bus together and the accident was so terrible. Everybody lost their life. Only me came out. Do you think the person who came out alone is ordinary? One day David woke up with understanding. Somebody who goes into the bush and is in the bush, he fought with a bear. In the bush, he fought with a lion. And you are asking how David got to understand Psalm 23. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. Are you getting what I'm saying here now? David was speaking all the Psalm 23. He was pointing. He said, even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. He was speaking, thou preparest the table before me in the presence of what? My enemies. In other words, even if I eat poison, I will not die. That was a prayer. Thou anointed my head with oil, my cup runneth over. He said, surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. I dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. Amen. When David says that prayer at night, he wakes up in the morning. If he sees a lion, he will tear the lion. He has prayed the prayer of protection. He's assured that no evil will befall him. Read through the scriptures and you will see it.
Read through the scriptures and you will see it. Psalm 27. Let me show you another one. Is anybody getting what I'm saying tonight? Psalm 27 is another prayer of protection. It says, the Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? When the wicked came up against me to eat up my flesh, my enemies and my foe, they stumbled and they did what? They fell. He said, well, when the wicked go ahead now, though an army may encamp against me, my heart shall not do what? Fear. Though war may rise against me, in this I will be confident. These words did not come from an empty heart. It came from a heart that had a walk with God. He said, if war comes, I am confident. And that's why David will go for war. And the Bible says he did not lose one battle. This is the secret. He knew the prayer of protection. He knew how to guard his territory. Though an army may encamp against me, my heart shall not fear. Though war may rise against me, in this I will be confident. He said, one thing have I desired. Ah, and that will I seek, that I may dwell in the house. So he knew that he that dwelleth is protected. I sense in the realm of the spirit, a strange arrow over somebody has just been diverted now. Every arrow projected against you, your family, your mother, I stand upon this exalted altar of faith and I declare that arrow appointed to death, it is canceled in the name of Jesus. It is canceled in the name of Jesus. There are prayers of protection, child of God. There are times where you have strange dreams at night. You don't need to call anybody. You carry your psalms and you start declaring it. To behold the beauty of the Lord and inquire in his temple. You continue praying it like that. People will be wondering, why are you praying this night? All of a sudden, because you had the revelation. You know what you saw. Are you getting what I'm saying now? I know what I saw. To secure my destiny, to ensure that the prophecy will come to pass. I cannot die before my time. I will not die before my... Are you getting what I'm saying here now? So instead of going and be afraid, no, catch these kind of prayers. This, can't you see how somebody is praying for protection with boldness? He's not praying for protection with fear. And like, the witches. No, 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 no. You don't sound like that. You must understand how this thing comes. You must understand how this strength comes. Is anybody here with me? Are you getting what I'm talking about? Number six is called the intercessory prayer. Prayer of intercession. When it comes to the prayer of intercession, you are in the place of prayer. Then God puts a burden in your heart and say, pray for your sister now. Pray for your mother now. Sometimes he might not mention any name, but the burden will just be created in your heart. And you don't know why you are praying. And while you are praying, the person is sleeping. The church was interceding for Peter. The church was interceding for Peter. If not for that intercession, sir, Peter would have died. He would have died. There's no how he would have survived. Anna was interceding for Jesus. Simeon was interceding for Jesus. One time, Paul came to the church and he said, brethren, pray for us. Intercession. In other words, for my destiny to be secured, for me to come to the place where I'll be fulfilled finally, he said, brethren, pray for us. That means you must have a group of people. In this church, we have intercessory prayers. On Tuesday nights when we pray, we intercede for the church. We intercede for the member. 12 o'clock, we pray. Sometimes we're interceding for the church. We're interceding for the member. Sometimes we're just interceding because we do not know where anyone is going. But we're saying, God, we are not burying anyone. 8 years up until now, I cannot remember doing a funeral service for one of the active members of this church. One. I've never done it. I've never. The hand of the Lord. Is anybody getting what I'm saying here now? The hand of the Lord. You stay confident and say, God, I trust you. We have a prayer specially for intercession. We'll be praying it. We'll be praying it. Sometimes some of us are praying. You will see the prayer again. Don't, we'll not get tired. If it is working, continue. Anything that is working for you, keep doing it. It's working. It's working. Intercessory prayers. These prayers where you gather as siblings. And let me give you this power. Some of you are siblings, brothers and sisters. There is a blood tie that works for brothers and sisters. Do it. Husband and wife. There is a tie that works for husband and wife. Do it. Don't joke about it. Sometimes family members, something is about to go wrong in your family. Then you say, everybody, it's time for us to pray. It's time for us to pray. Sometimes, can I tell you the truth? Even in my own family, Satan has tried every time, always trying to stop us. Anytime you organize family prayer, I can't say it's difficult to pray the prayer. Satan will fight it. You just cover that one person will say, I slept off. Another person will say, my phone was down. My charger was not plugged. Many excuses. And God forbid, if we are not careful, Satan can just pluck out something from the family. But if we are conscious and we know that this is a season, I sense something is about to happen, let us pray.
Sometimes it might be a wife calling the husband and say, honey, I just saw this dream. Let us pray. I saw a revelation. Let us pray. It might be a husband calling the wife and say, there is something I'm about to venture into now. I will need you to pray. Why? Let's intercede. Intercession. Intercession. Stay with me on the altar of prayer about a particular thing or for somebody else. Sometimes you have a dream about somebody. Instead of gossiping or saying something, no, you call somebody and say, let us pray. I saw this thing. I want us to pray about it. Intercession. Many people would never have entered their prophetic destiny if a voice of intercession was not raised for them. I have set watchmen over thy walls, O Jerusalem. They will not sleep day and night. Can't you see how God raises people? See, I've set watchmen. Why? Until Jerusalem becomes a praise. Because the plan of the devil is to put shame over Jerusalem. He said, but with the watchmen, Jerusalem will become a praise. Your destiny becomes a praise when you have intercessors around. Can I pray for somebody under the sound of my voice? As you are here today, in the day of adversity, where it looks like your strength is small, may God raise intercessors for you. May your intercessors not sleep when they should be praying. May your intercessors not sleep when they should be praying. In the name of Jesus. I went for a program some years back, somewhere around Songo. And when I finished preaching, it was a heavy night. I was tired and I slept. As I slept, I woke up in the midnight and I didn't wake up. The Spirit of God woke me up. I was troubled. I didn't want to pray. I knew that night. I just said, God, understand. All I just need is an angel to blow breeze and I'll wake up in the morning. Please, let's not disturb ourselves. That was the understanding I had that night. But I woke up at a particular hour and guess what I did? I checked the exact time I woke up. The burden to pray was very heavy on my heart. But because I could not find strength to pray, I just said, just let me kneel down. That's what I do. If I'm supposed to be praying at a particular time, instead of sleeping comfortably on the bed, I take a position to show God that, just know, say, I suppose they, but in case I sleep, go like this. I still try small. So I took a position on the bed and I knelt down there and I started. You know, there are some prayers you start, you know you will sleep. Let's be truthful. Don't lie. Don't deceive yourself. Am I the only one? Are you the angel righteousness? I knew myself that this prayer, I feel no past 5 minutes, but I go talk something. So I just knelt down there and I started. I knew the exact time. Then there was a brother that was in the house that I left. Exactly the time I was called to pray, I did not know. He came out from the house that night and he said he did not know what happened to him. It was as if something just remoted him to come out. He came out and he slumped and his face, all this place, was literally bruised. And I said, God, maybe the plan was that he would have slumped and died. And so I asked him, what exact, you know when you are sure? I said, what exact time did you rise up? And he told me, I said, this is the exact time that God said, stand up and start praying. Just at the time I was praying, just few minutes into my prayer was when he fell and he slumped. And thank God for the hand of God's mercy. And I said, you know, there are days where somebody dies around you, you feel guilty. Because you saw the death and you didn't know why you did not take it seriously. Intercession. Please, child of God, let's learn to intercede. Sometimes God will place the burden of delivering somebody in your hand. Don't be weak. If you feel weak, call somebody and say, this is what I say. I don't know, but can you just help me? Let's pray. Because one of the ways that you can get strength to pray sometimes is when you get another person. Now, please, let's set the time. It's 12 o'clock. Let's do this prayer together. Then you start. The phone rings. You start praying. And I want to charge you these days, when you start midnight prayers, try not to start by sitting or sleeping. Try to stand. Just try to start. Sometimes it's difficult. I know. I'm there. I've been there. Are you getting what I'm saying here now? But you take a position that you know that, no, this night, we must do this thing. We must do this thing this night. And you stay there. And before you know, somebody is testifying and saying, see what happened. And the person is not aware that God set watchmen over their walls so that they will not slumber. Some of us do not know that the territory where you live, there is an angel that you are always inviting when you pray that has kept the whole of that compound out of danger. They complain that it's happening here, it's happening there, but it never comes near you. It's like in the book of Psalms. 1,000 will fall here, 10,000 here, but it will not come near you. Why? Because you are in the secret place of the Most High. Is anybody getting what I'm saying here? Yes, let me give you this one prophetic prayer. I'm going to stop somewhere here because of time. I didn't know it could take that long. I didn't know. I like prophetic prayers. Prophetic prayer is simply turning to the Holy Spirit to drop words in your heart. Then you speak back. There are two dimensions of prophecy.
foretelling and forthtelling. Most of your prophetic prayers will come from forthtelling, F-O-R-T-H. In other words, you are in a place and God starts putting scriptures. Sir, you will not be good at prophetic prayers if you do not know the word of God. You will not be effective with prophetic prayers. You don't know why? Because all scriptures are given by inspiration of God. And every prophecy of scripture is not of any private interpretation. Scripture is prophecy. So if you want to pray prophetic prayer, there must have been something you have downloaded inside. And that's why we always teach believers to allow the word of God dwell in you richly. Sir, one of the dimensions of prayer that is so beautiful and interesting is prophetic prayers. Prophetic prayer, very powerful. You start praying and you start declaring, in the name of Jesus, I am a tree planted by the rivers of water. I bring forth my fruit in my season. My leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever I do prospers. Lines are falling unto me in pleasant places. I have a godly heritage. I am the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill, I cannot be hidden. My destiny is shining. I am going forward. I am getting better. I am breaking limits. I can never be small. I see myself in glory. From one embassy to another embassy, I'm preaching the gospel. I have it in my mouth. The light of God shines upon my countenance. I am strengthened by the Lord. By my God, I leap over walls. By my God, I conquer territories. In the name of Jesus, I am empowered by his grace. I am strengthened by his word. I am the head and not the tail. I am above and not beneath. Guy, as soon as the devil hears that, he's confused. You know why? You are giving God his word back. You are giving him his word back. You raise the word again and you say it. No, I know in the word of God, I shall not die, but live and declare the word of the Lord. Death is far away from me. I live in the realms of light where no death can come near. I believe the word of the Lord over me. And as you start doing it, there's a dimension. You'll be punctuating it. The light of heaven's countenance is upon me. The Lord is my glory and the lifter up of my head. He shields me round about with his shield of love. He surrounds me with a melody and sings the song of deliverance around me. Therefore, I am delivered from my enemy. When I move to the left, I am secured. To the light, I am secured. Because the Lord my God is my exceeding great reward. He is my portion in the land of the living. Therefore, I declare that my head is exalted like the horn of a unicorn. I have been anointed with fresh oil. Oil upon my life. I can never go down. The light of heaven is upon me. Because I'm a city that is set on a hill, I cannot be hidden. As I step in for that interview, I find favor. Lift up your heads, oh, you get, and be ye lifted up, ye everlasting doors. For the King of Kings is coming in. I come in the throne. I sit upon my place of glory. I have my job in that office already. No devil can take that job from me. The job is mine. The opportunity is mine. My CV is approved. Leko seke deleva shaya. I am not an applicant. I am now employed. The job of my dream is what I get. For God has said, he will grant the desires of my heart. Therefore I declare that the Lord my God has done me well. Now all the nations shall call me the blessed one. For he has helped me. I am helped by the Lord. Day by day, they kept coming to help me. I assess help. I assess strength. I assess wisdom. The light of heaven is upon me. No devil can stop me. No weapon formed against me shall prosper. Every tongue that rises against me in judgment, they shall be condemned. But this is the heritage of the righteous. He said, say unto the righteous, it shall be well with you. It is well with me. It is well with me. It is well with me. You are prophesying. You are speaking. I lift up my eyes unto the hills from whence cometh my help. My help comes from the Lord who made the heaven and the earth. He will not suffer my foot to be moved. He that keepeth me does not slumber. Behold, he that keepeth Israel neither slumbers nor sleepeth. The Lord is my shield. He is the shade upon the right hand. The sun shall not smite me by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord will preserve my soul. He preserves. I enter all dimensions of prayer in the prophetic, from protection to healing to deliverance to strength to wisdom to light. By prophecy, I enter. Because if he has said it, I believe it. That settles it. You must learn to come into that realm. Rise up on your feet tonight. Ayayayayayayayay. Ebenezer. Ebenezer. Ayayayayayayay. Alemenegadelabaya. Ebenezer. my help. Ay, 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 ay. Eliana Maros Kubrega de Levaya Rabba Baba 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 Elemenega de Leboroko Shaga da 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 da. Spouse, we are marching down the aisle. We are traveling from one nation to another, representing God in Canada, in Europe, in Australia, in America, because the word of God is in our mouth. Great is the company of them that publish it. God has given the word. I am a publisher of the word of God. When I enter into a city, it gives way for me, because the Lord my God has made a way for me where there seems to be no way. He has gone ahead of me. He has made crooked paths straight. Say what you see. You say what you hear. You say what is written. You say what you see. You say what you hear. And you say what is written. I can never be small. I am the beginning of a new order. Raga ba 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 ba. Reko senga de 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 de. Reko senga de de ba shagaba. Ah, come 2025. I am a billionaire in dollars. I don't know how it will happen, but I see myself there. I am sponsoring the gospel. I am buying buses for the church. I am building the church single-handedly. Mothers, you will do this. It's in your destiny. You will do it. So Yeshua, when I call you, you will answer. Yeshua, this is how you speak to the destiny of your children. You speak to your husband. You speak to your wife. You speak about your siblings. You speak about your career. You speak about your academics. I am not here to fail. I am here to do well. I am the tree that is planted by the rivers of water. I bring my food in my season. My leaves shall not wither. Whatsoever I do prospers. Hey, there's no name. No name greater than Yah. There's no name. There's no name.
No name.
No name higher than Yah. There's no name. There's no name. Start prophesying into your destiny. Prophesy. Speak what you want to see in your life. Speak what you want to see. Speak, 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 child of God. Say something. Whatever you don't like, say it. I get you out. This is what I see in my life. Glorious things are spoken of me. I am the city of God. I am strengthened with might in my inner man by the Holy Ghost. Empowered to do the work of God. The healing virtue of Jesus flows through me. My hands heal the sick, raise the dead, deliver the afflicted. I speak words that bind brokenhearted. Lepaneke shopaya. There is an anointing in this house. Shaka pa 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 pa. Shemeneke de lebaroshka, ezwana gaba ya gaba ba 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 ba, rana gaba rede de 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 de. Lines are falling onto me in pleasant places. I win souls in thousands. I win souls in thousands. Mothers win souls in thousands. Bring them to the gospel of Jesus. Establish them in the faith. Build soldiers for the cross. Thousands upon thousands. I bring them out of darkness into light. I'm a 21st century sophisticated weapon for mass conversion. They are coming in mass. They are coming in mass. They are coming in mass to the brightness of the light of Jesus.
Elohim Adonai, thy kingdom come, thy will be done.
Elohim Adonai, speak about that your brother, prophesy to that your sister, prophesy to your mother. My mother is strengthened, my mother is healed, she's empowered. No germ, no virus, no infection, no weakness. From the crown of your head to the sole of your feet, I prophesy over you, you are strengthened by the Holy Ghost. This night, an angel of the Lord visits you. Strengthen you. Shaka-ka-ka-ka-ka-ka.
Elohim Adonai. Thy kingdom come.
Your family, you will switch things, you will turn things around. You are the arrowhead, you will pierce the neck of the enemy. You are bringing victory to your father, you are bringing victory to your siblings, you are bringing victory to your children. Yes, the power of God is here. The power of God is here. 1, 2, 3. Your career, breath forth into your life, breath forth now. The obstacles are taken away, the shackles break, chains shattered, bondages get out. Family, everyone comes to the knowledge of Jesus. Everyone comes into light. Everyone comes into light in the name of Jesus. Everyone in my family, I speak life and light. I speak life and light. Lekos kobrande revash, babayande riana koshopata, elekos kobrande rubaba.
Seconds, 30 seconds.
You are pressing into something already. You are pressing. Don't get tired. You are making a mark in the realm of the spirit. Yes, yes, you are seeing your mark. You are seeing your incense. You are striking a chord. Strike it harder. Strike it harder. Strike it harder. Woman, strike it for your children. Father, strike it for your children. Children, strike a chord for your parents. Ebene no shakaigo. Ebe ruana gabayondosh. Yes. You are the first graduates about to emerge in your family, but you are seeing strong battles and oppositions. Today I come by the rod of the Spirit and I declare every battle confronting you, as you break forth, every other person coming behind, I declare like a sharp threshing forth, like a sharp arrowhead, God is launching you. That battle comes to an end in the name of Jesus. Take your place in the name of Jesus. You are the best person raising your head financially in your family. Every line that has been set for others that they have not crossed, nobody ever crossed that limit financially. Today, by the power of the Holy Ghost, I declare over you, regardless of your geography, wherever you are all over the world, those watching me, those who are here present everywhere, I declare you are breaking the barrier in the name of Jesus. You are crossing the line in the name of Jesus. You are standing as a financial figure in the name of Jesus. They are asking, who will wipe away the reproach from this family? Say to them, I am the one. Call your family name and say, family of the Orgies, your deliverer is here. Call that your family name and tell them the deliverer is here. Say, your deliverer is here. Your savior is here. Saviors shall rise from Mount Zion and they shall judge the Mount of Esau. I declare you are rising as a savior in that family. You are rising as a savior in that family. You are rising as a savior in that family. In the name of Jesus. Every ugly head of the devil trying to raise a standard, I declare today it is crushed in the name of Jesus. You have siblings that are beginning to walk in the wrong path and you are concerned. I command by the Spirit that they are coming into alignment. Everyone that is going the way of destruction, I call them back into alignment. I call that man, that woman, that boy, that girl back into alignment. That husband that is walking out of track, I call you back into alignment. That child that is walking out of track, I call you back into alignment. Whoever that person is that you have yielded yourself and Satan is beginning to manipulate, I declare that hold over you is broken in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Lift up your voice and begin to give God thanks tonight. Just give him thanks. Shadow be, oh, put it.
Thank you for listening. We are sure you've been blessed tremendously. For more of this life-transforming messages, stay connected with us across our social media platforms at PTC Center and visit our website at www.ptccenter.org. God bless you.